Okay, so today we have a very special book. It is called A Picture Book of Martin Luther King Jr. by David A. Adler. And it is read by...
Mommy and Fanny.
That's right. And it's a very special book because today we celebrate this man. Who is this man? Let's find out. Martin Luther King Jr. was one of America's great leaders. He was a powerful speaker, and he spoke out against laws which kept black people out of many schools and jobs. He led protests and marches demanding fair laws for all people. Martin Luther King Jr. was born on January 15, 1929, in Atlanta, Georgia. Martin's father was a pastor. His mother had been a teacher. Martin had an older sister, Willie Christine, and a younger brother, Alfred Daniel. Young Martin liked to play baseball, football, and basketball. He liked to ride his bicycle and to sing, and he often sang in his father's church. Do you like to sing? Do you like to ride your bicycle? Young Martin played in his backyard with his friends. One day he was told that two of his friends would no longer play with him because they were white and he was black. Can you believe that? That's the silliest thing. Martin cried. He didn't understand why the color of his skin should matter to anyone.
I don't think so either, do you?
Martin's mother told him that many years ago, black people were brought in chains to America and sold as slaves. She told him that long before Martin was born, the slaves had been set free. However, there were still some people who did not want to treat black people fairly. In Atlanta, where Martin lived, and elsewhere in the United States, there were white-only signs. Black people were not allowed in some parks or pools or hotels or restaurants or even schools. Black people were kept out of many jobs. Martin learned to read at home before he was old enough to start school.
Who does that remind me of? That's just like you.
Okay.
All through his childhood, he read books about black leaders. And there are some pictures here of some people who are leaders, and they are black, and their names are Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman, and George Washington Carver. And all three of these people are heroes who helped people escape from bad situations and slavery. Now, Martin was a good student. He finished high school 2 years early and just 15 when he entered Morehouse College in Atlanta. At college, Martin decided to become a minister, which is another way of saying pastor or teacher in church. Yep. After Martin had graduated from Morehouse, he studied for a doctorate at Boston University. And while there, he met Coretta Scott. She was studying music, and they fell in love and got married. In 1954, Martin Luther King Jr. began his first job as a pastor in Montgomery, Alabama. The next year, Rosa Parks, a black woman, was arrested in Montgomery. She had been just sitting behind the Just Only section on a bus. And when all the seats in that section were taken, the driver told her to get up so a white man could have her seat. And Rosa Parks refused. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. led a protest. A protest is when you say, "This isn't right. This isn't fair. I don't agree with what's happening here." Blacks throughout the city refused to ride the buses. Dr. King said, "There comes a time when people get tired of being kicked out." One night, while Dr. King was at a meeting, someone threw a bomb into his house. Martin's followers were angry, They wanted to fight. But Martin told them to go home peacefully. We must love our white brothers, he said. We must meet hate with love.
Who threw a bomb into the house?
Some bad people. See, whenever you try to do something big, like what he was doing, then you're sure to meet with people who don't share your opinion, and they might try to stop you. The bus protest lasted almost a year, and when it ended, there were no more white-only sections on buses. You want to look at that picture again?
Yes. What was that bomb?
Well, in the picture, we can see Dr. King's house, and someone has broken a window, and they have thrown something inside of their house. And it is very sad to see that beautiful house with a big broken window like that, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Somebody did something awful to his house. And you know what? It made him really sad. And I bet it might have made him really mad, too. I would be mad if someone broke my house. But the reason why we celebrate Dr. King, Philip...
That, Mommy?
Mm-hmm.
If someone tries to break your house, I'll take that bad boy man and give him to the policeman.
There we go. See, that's what Dr. King was saying. When someone hurt his house, all of the people who supported him said, "Oh, we're going to go find whoever did that and beat him up." And he said, no. We have to show love to people, no matter how angry and hateful they are. If we show them love, we can make
that
a difference. Well, you see, here's the thing, Philip. That's also what, see, he's a pastor. Dr. King was a pastor, and he knew what Jesus said. And that is why he was saying this, because Jesus also said we should love. You see? And pastors do that. They say what Jesus says. Now, let's move on with the story. Dr. King decided to move back to Atlanta in 1960. There, he continued to lead peaceful protests against white-only waiting rooms, lunch counters, and restrooms. He led marches for freedom. In 1963, Dr. King led the biggest march of all, the March on Washington. Now, Washington is Washington, D.C. And do you know what is in Washington, D.C.?
What?
The White House. That is where the president is. And that's where all the lawmakers are. More than 200,000 black and white people followed him. "I have a dream," he said in his speech. "I have a dream that my four children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." The next year, in 1964, Dr. King was awarded one of the greatest honors any person can win, the Nobel Peace Prize. Isn't that great? The country was changing, and new laws were passed. Blacks could go to the same schools as whites, and they could go to the same stores and restaurants and hotels. And all the white-only signs were against the law. Now, King told his followers to protest peacefully, but there were some riots and some violence, and we don't like that at all, do we? See, we don't like it when people get hurt and have things like their clothes ripped or have angry dogs that bark at them. That's not good. And that's not what Dr. King wanted. He wanted us to show love to everyone. Then, in April of 1968, Dr. King went to Memphis, Tennessee. He planned to march so black and white garage workers could get the same pay for the same work. But on April 4th, in Memphis, Dr. King stood outside of his hotel room, and another man, James Earl Ray, was hiding nearby. He pointed a rifle at Dr. King, and he fired the gun, and an hour later, Dr. King was dead. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a world free of hate and prejudice and violence. You want to look at that again? Now, in the picture, we can see that Dr. King has been shot, and he is on the ground. And he's got a bunch of friends who are around him trying to help him, and they're pointing off where the bad guy shot his gun from. It's a very sad picture, isn't it?
Why is Dr. King dead?
Because a bad man shot him.
Maybe it's the same man that threw a bomb into his house.
It's the same kind of man. A man who didn't understand. Now, carved on the stone, which marks his grave, are the words, "I'm free at last." And you know what we learned from this story, Philip? We learned that anytime we act with anger and hatred towards anybody who doesn't share our same beliefs is not good. We have to show compassion and love, don't we? That's what I'm saying.